Hey, I'm your neighbor from across the hall. Listen, I'm gonna give it to you straight, okay? I'm not gonna like beat around the bush or anything. I know management has talked to you before, 'cause I'll be honest, I snitched, but the dog, it needs to be trained or something. That little yappy fucking dog. No, wait, listen. I'm not done, okay? I work from home personally, and that dog has been the bane of my existence for the past few days. I just got a complaint from my boss who said I need to get the dog out of my house, which it's not even my dog. I literally told him, I was like, it's not my dog. I don't know what to do about it. And he was like, then go somewhere quiet. I was like, I can't. The dog's so fucking loud. It just penetrates through all the walls of the building. Like, I cannot do a presentation without that dog yapping in the background, and I've been getting complaints about it from my workplace. So you need to do something about it. What do you mean it's not your dog? It comes from this apartment. Oh, okay. Well, then you gotta tell your girlfriend or whatever not to bring her dog to your apartment. Ex-girlfriend, whatever. You know what? Maybe it's for the better. With a dog as yappy as that, I can only imagine how she is, dude. Yeah, well, I guess you dodged a bullet. Because, oh my God. That had to have annoyed you too, right? In your apartment all the time. I bet it tore your shit up. Oh my God, really? Oh, you know what? Sure, I'll come in. No, it's just I was planning on going to the gym, but I can push it back. Well, I'm getting to know my neighbor, okay? Know that they don't have a yappy fucking dog in their apartment anymore, which is a win for this entire complex. And you. That would have driven me insane. No, I would have thrown the dog out the window or some shit, dude. Like, I cannot stand untrained dogs. No, show me the sheets are ripped up. Wow, wait, hold on. This place is nice. Whoa. I like what you did with the place. You know? It's very, I would say homey, but no, that's not a diss. I mean, like, it feels like a nightclub or something. I don't know. You have the lights. I mean, it could be cozy. The color right now is not giving off cozy. Well, you'd want like a warm white, not like bright purple. No, it's nice. It's really cool. I said homey because, you know, it's giving off strip. I'm gonna strip on the table or something. Hey, I won't actually. Unless you pay me for it. Oh my God, is that them? Over the couch? Holy, dude. Oh, look at this! Look at this giant hole! What did he do? Maul this shit? Or she? I don't know the dog's gender. I don't assume. Oh my my god. Did it rip up anything else, like your shoe?
I would have done something fierce to it.
I would have banned, if that were my girlfriend, I would have banned her from coming over. If she was like, I have to bring my dog. Probably like, you get a sitter, or we're done. We're breaking up. Is there? Tell me why you broke up then. Oh, come on, neighbor. We're bonding. Plus, I'd love to know more about, like, her faults so I can further prey on her downfall. You know what I mean? Like, that dog was enough for me to hate her for life. She almost got me fired, dude. My girl, I don't even know. Nah, tell me. Tell me this crazy story about why I broke up. Okay, so she went on a trip. Oh, there's more. Sorry, that's my bad. I shouldn't interrupt. Mm-hmm. Oh, no. I know where this is going. Oh, man. Now I really do hate her more. Well, yeah, like, you know, I've been cheated on, too. It's fine or whatever. Totally not recent as well, you know. Yeah. We weren't even, like, together for very long. I just think they had a habit of, like, they like this person, so they're gonna pursue them, but they like a lot of people. So, you know, they had multiple people at once, you know. I was, like, sister wives with, like, two other girls. Yeah. Which sucks, like, because I don't get into relationships, like, lightly. Well, I don't know. Like, a relationship is, like, a long-term thing. So, like, look at it from this perspective, okay? You jump into a relationship with this girl that you think is really pretty or whatever, and she has a yappy dog that she brings over to your apartment every day and fucks up your neighbors, you know? And you get noise complaints. No, but for real, like, people can be kind of shitty if you just, like, assume shit. Oh, so now we're pointing the finger at me. I didn't assume anything. You had the dog in your apartment. It's not far-fetched for me to assume it's your dog. Okay, well, I'm sorry. There. You happy? Okay. So, let's go with this. What was she like, this ex-girlfriend of yours? You know, I've been assuming so much about her. Why don't you tell me what she was like? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm. Oh, okay. So she had her good qualities and her bad ones. I get it. We all do. Yeah, what's my bad quality? I'm not. Listen, you had the dog in your apartment. I apologized. You're being so mean right now. You know what? Your bad quality is that you're mean. Yeah. I mean, I don't know why I'm complaining about you being mean when that's like my type, but whatever. Yeah, I mean, you are. I'm not gonna like sit here and lie. Well, what, you want me to sit here and butter you up? Okay, well, you're good looking. You have a great sense of style by this very nice looking apartment. You're very personable. You are, I was gonna say kind upon first talking to you, but you know, you just turned into a big old mean butt face. So yeah, I know. Being attracted to meanness and kindness is, they're not synonymous whatsoever. I know. You know what I mean. I mean, having someone you can banter with like that is like, it's fun. You don't think so? Exactly. So, I'm your type too, huh? What? Someone cute, someone you can banter with, someone that doesn't have a yappy dog in an apartment complex. Yeah, I guess we would be. Sorry. Just like, we just met each other, so I don't know why you're bringing that up. Hey, I was being funny about my stuff. You're like, you're talking about an actual relationship here. Because, like, I barely know you. No. Not with my relationships. Because if I'm impulsive with my relationships, you know, I could get stuck with somebody really, really bad. And what if you're, like, trying to butter me up to get me to like you or whatever, and you're all up in here like, you wanna go on a date? And I'm like, yeah. And then you kidnap me. I don't know, Ted Bundy didn't seem like that type either, so like, I'm fucking with you. I don't think you're gonna kidnap me. I don't know anything about you. Okay. You have a point. That's what dating's kind of for. But what if it's like a waste of time? No, I guess I'm not doing anything else. You suck. But don't you think it's a little, like, early out of a relationship to do something like that? Well, because, you know, your ex-girlfriend, my ex, you know, not very long ago sort of thing. That is so mean. Yeah, and what if we get into a relationship and you say it about me, huh?
Yeah, I actually hated her.
What? Oh, so you like me. And like, what if in a month or so you don't like me? It's a possibility. Okay, even if you guys weren't dating that long,
It's a possibility. But I'm not an impulsive person. Yeah, you're nice and you're cute and you're sweet and whatever and you're mean, sort of, and but not really, and I do like that, and but like, I don't know. Fine. Yeah, I'll go out with you. Yeah. I could be the impulsive girly that just, like, acts on her dreams or whatever. Sure. No, yeah, I will. I already said it. I'm not taking it back. I said it. We're dating now. Oh my god. Maybe this was a bad idea. Okay. Sorry. I have anxiety, so, you know, that turns you off. Okay. No, this is cool. So, what now? I wasn't expecting that. Okay. Yeah, I wasn't expecting to come in here and start dating somebody I barely know as well, but like, I don't know. I kind of like it. Yeah, and I kind of like you too. Sure. Kind of. This is new. So, now that I'm your very impulsive girlfriend, lover, can I stay over? I mean, okay, I know I said your place looks like a nightclub where strippers dance on it, and if we're together long enough, I could be the stripper dancing on that. I'm just saying. And you wouldn't have to pay me. Piqued your interests, huh? But, like, this would be perfect for a movie. You get, like, not those crusty, dusty-ass sheets with the holes in them. Why haven't you thrown those away yet? Okay, demanding woman in your life. Throw those away. Okay, but listen. As our first date, okay, we can have a little movie night. And you're gonna choose a movie, and that can really make me tell what kind of person you are, I'm just saying. Okay, ultimatum. Okay, you pick the movie first, and then I'll pick another movie. We've got time. I can blow off the gym for one night, okay? A little cheat day. We can order pizza or something. Okay, this is fun. I like being impulsive. A little bit. Yeah, my anxiety is going wild right now. Okay, you pick a movie, and I'm gonna go over to my place and grab some blankets. I don't trust your blanket judgment. Well, if those are the type of blankets you buy, no. Listen. I have this really soft white one at my place, and I have this dark gray one. You cannot eat over the white one. I'm just gonna tell you that. And you better feel honored, because I don't let anyone use the white one. So, special treatment, because you're dating me. Don't you love it? Okay, I'll be right back. I'm just a door away, Schnooky Lumps. Sugar Poo. Okay, I'll be right back.